Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. It takes me a little bit to catch up. Give me a break. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what I want. That's all I need. I need you to be part of the solution. Once that happens, we'll kick butt. We win every time. And frankly, we do win every time when we come together. Again, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Okay. God, I got so much. You know, MyPillow.com. I keep telling you guys this. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And the way you do that, the way you help out with that, is you buy product from people that are on your side. Right? Why buy from Bed Bath & Beyond? But they have a lot of stuff made from China in there, number one. Number two is you got, they threw out the MyPillow stuff. Gee, thanks. Really appreciate that. And they, you know, don't want anything to do with Mike Lindell. The guy that supports the things that you support. The guy that's putting money into, you know, companies, into causes that you and I get behind on a regular basis. So, you know, what kind of sense does it make to shun him? To blow it off? 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. That you are part of the conversation. All right, I said it earlier. I'm going to say it again. I've been mad at him ever since he did this. And I gotta just tell you, we thought he was one of us. Dan Crenshaw, he calls conservative holdouts terrorists on Fox today. What was the reason behind that? What good did it do? He said on Fox News that the 20-plus or minus House Republicans refused to vote for McCarthy or terrorists. We can't let the terrorists win, Crenshaw told the host. And Guy Benson didn't say anything, didn't push back on him at all. Right? Why would you liken your conservative colleagues who want to change, who want a difference, why would you call them that kind of name? Is he going to stick up for me as a parent who cares when I'm up there screaming at the board? What do you think will happen there? Crenshaw also accused lawmakers, including Scott Perry, Chip Roy, and Matt Gaetz, of being paid by Democrats to cause up people in the House. See, he's not one of us. I'm not saying you let anything go. I mean, if he's got proof, put it out there. Prove it. I mean, it's a disgrace to have a guy like him up there doing that. It's almost like they're, you know, you can go through the, you'll probably find a transcript online. But, I mean, how is he supportive? How is that helping? Other Republicans who were not on the same page as these simply said, look, everybody's got their point of view. Everybody's got what they believe to be is the right thing to do, the wrong thing to do. They have their constituents. I have constituents to answer to. I have people who voted me in to take a certain stand. Now, they know I'm not going to win all the time. I've got four other people on my board. But seriously, they're expecting me to at least fight for, like, speak up, say something. Because if you don't say anything, then you're for. No, come on, think about it. You're not against. I mean, you're for it. And I would hold your feet to the fire. I would show up and make sure that people understood that you were for it, if you would. It really gets ridiculous after a while when you're expecting people to stick up for you, stick up for your principles, the principles that you were voted in on. Look, I got people think I'm too far right. I shouldn't be on a school board. I shouldn't be the kids this. I shouldn't be doing that. And yet I won. Right? People know what I'm about. They know what I stand for. They know what I'm willing to fight for. And yet I still got elected. And I'm not trying to make this all about me. I want you to think about something. Now, people know what they want. Even Democrats told me, even though they don't like my politics, the reason they voted for me was they knew I would fight for their kids. That's all, especially at the school board level. Especially at the school board level. They want to know that you're there, that you don't really care, you know, about popular, you know, how people feel about you. And I don't. I don't care. Well, let me put it this way. I don't care whether they like me or not. I do care that they understand that I'm trying to do the right thing for their kids. And I don't do the right thing for the kids of the loudest parents. That's not how it works for me. I make sure I have the information. I make sure I ask the right questions. The right questions I know to ask. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Come on, yeah, you gotta love bass. I don't see how you don't. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. See, if you're part of the solution, and you got your information right, then they can't push back. They can't fight back. Anyway, as I said, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right. Come on, I got a lot of good stories I want to get to. After a 2-year legal battle, Los Angeles Community College District has agreed to abolish a policy that limited student expression to free speech zones. And not very free. Why? Because you had to apply. Pierce College student Kevin Shaw graduated the Leadership Institute. He was handing out Spanish language copies of the U.S. Constitution back in 2016. When the administrator told him that he would have to confine his activities to the school's free speech zone, the school told Shaw that he would have to apply for access to the 616-square-foot zone. And if he didn't comply in the future, or failure to comply, would result in his removal from campus. Now, thank God Shaw had the presence of mind, and he sued the school for violating his First Amendment rights with help of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education. The Department of Justice then filed a statement in support of his case. Pierce College filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit in January 2018, but a California District Court, California District Court ultimately rejected the school's assertion that public campus was a non-public forum. So this week, the Los Angeles Community College District agreed to settle the lawsuit, as well as to revoke the unconstitutional policy, recognize all campuses within the district as non-public forums, right? They actually had a policy that said that this is a public school. Los Angeles Community College, a public school, was not a public forum. So basically, it removes all free speech restrictions. Over 150,000 students go in and out of there. I wish it hadn't taken 2 years for my school to conclude I had a right to free expression. He's not handing out flyers with dead babies on them or anything. He's handing out the Constitution, the one that allows them to even have a school. It allows them to educate women. I mean, come on, think about all the things that the other countries that the people think that they love, that would love to be in, don't afford that we do. That's just ridiculous. More than 2 years ago, the administration wrongly told Kevin he was not allowed to hand out copies of the U.S. Constitution, you know, in the center of his public college campus. Public college campus. Are you hearing that? The director of litigation for a group called FIRE said in a statement, he's been standing up for his First Amendment rights every day since. In the process, he's vindicated the rights of every student in the district. But he might even go further than that. Because if he pushes this through, if it makes it happen, now they can start going after other schools, other colleges, for freedom of speech zone. And they'll have precedent to push back on it with. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, we've been talking about this for a while. I've been telling you how it started with, what do they call it, the millennials. I don't know how these people are going to push through anything. I really don't. It gets to the point where you go, okay, I give up. They're too dull to listen. They're too dull to pay attention. They really just don't care. New York University professor, he's pretty much had it. Jonathan Haidt, a prominent social psychologist at New York University, recently argued in a Wall Street Journal that Gen Z has been set up for failure due to the confluence of social media, along with bad parenting and a political ideology that emphasizes victimhood on everything. They're always a victim. They're always, you know, it was really funny, and it's so true. When I was a kid, I know, back in the Stone Age, when I was a kid, and you were called to the principal's office, or you did something wrong and the teacher had to deal with you, if you went home and told your parents, I had to go to the principal's office, or the teacher made me stay after, you were in a world of hurt. Because the mindset wasn't the teacher must be doing something wrong. How dare they say something to my little Johnny. It was like, what did you do to provoke the teacher? Now, I realize that teachers make mistakes. I say that all the time. But little Johnny says, well, she got mad that I threw a dead frog at her. I mean, okay, we got a problem there with the kid. But if the kid said, I raised my hand, and when she called me and I asked her a question she didn't like, you know, you lost my homework, how come I have to do it over? Right? There are all kinds of issues here going on. But members of Gen Z, those born between, I guess, 97 and 2012, are experiencing a profound mental health crisis because of these factors. When you look at Americans born after 1995, what you find is that they have extraordinarily high rates of anxiety, depression, self-harm, suicide, and fragility. Why? Haidt attributes this to the combination of social media and a culture that emphasizes victimhood. Haidt emphasizes that an overly restrictive parenting style has also made many Gen Zers fragile, unable to cope, you know, effectively with normal stresses and challenges of every day. Like, I can't find a parking space. Okay? I mean, seriously. As an example of this counterproductive parenting style, the piece described Haidt's finding that the age at which children were allowed outside of their own by parents has risen from a previous generation of 7 or 8, now to between 10 and 12. You know why? Because we took time with our kids. We explained to them what was going on. We explained to them what was happening in this world that could be a problematic, if you would. Now, let me tell you what. I used to throw the kids outside, basically. I said, get out back, don't come in until you either freeze to death, or it starts raining, or it gets dark. Okay? Play. Go play. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The House adjourned without electing a speaker. It's been six rounds of voting. A group of conservatives have been deadlocked for their choice. They'll return for a third day at noon Eastern. Eight people, including five minors, are dead after being found at a home in Utah with what authorities say are gunshot wounds. Police do not believe there is a threat to the public or that any suspects are at large. A state of emergency is in effect throughout California for a winter storm that could be one of the most impactful to hit the state in the last 5 years. Sales are brisk at convenience stores across the USA as the Mega Millions jackpot moves closer to the $1 billion mark. The jackpot climbed to $940 million after no one matched all six numbers to win the top prize on Tuesday. The next drawing is on Friday. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And see, hey, look, it's the only way we all win. Not just you, we uns. We all win. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, paying attention. You know, giving me some insight. I don't have all the answers either. Some of you guys have brought up great questions or sent me in the right direction so I can bring up the questions. And again, if you've got the info, right? If you know what's going on, you got the info, then it's easy for you to push back and fight back. And you don't even need a degree in anything, really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the best way for us to win. It's probably the best grassroots kind of situation you can have. You guys out there fighting it with and for the rest of us. All right, back at it again. Here we go. What did I talk about? God, what? Come on, guys, help me. Oh, Gen Z losing their minds, not being strong. But that started back again. We've been talking about this forever. Dr. B talked about this on the show. Now, she keeps promising me she's coming back on, but she's really, really busy right now. But we're going to get her back. And, you know, the Gen Zers, by the way, for those born between 1997 and 2012, when you look at the Americans born after 1995, what you find is that they have extraordinarily high rates of anxiety, depression, self-harm, suicide, fragility, and more. Height attributes this to the combination of the social media and a culture that emphasizes victimhood. Height emphasizes that an overly restrictive parenting style has also made many Gen Zers fragile, unable to cope. And this is where it comes in, where they don't let their kids out of the house until they hit 10 or 12. Social media with its corrosive and unrealistic social expectations and incentives. You know, not everybody's going to get to go to Hawaii. Man, I wish I could pull up my old shows and really go through them. And I was saying this a long time ago. Part of what Facebook was doing is when you see your neighbors or somebody's young kids see their friends hanging out in Hawaii, you know, going out on spring break. They're out at these hotels. They got a brand new car. They got, I mean, all this stuff that they're going through. I remember when body sculpting was the big deal with teenagers. They're not even done growing yet. And you moronic parents went and allowed them to be cut on and carved on when they weren't even done growing. Because you didn't want them to feel bad. You turned on a bunch of kids that can't cope. They have anxiety issues. Right? Again, I call them the speed bump generation. They hit a speed bump, they can't move forward. That's it. They're done. It's over. Millennial women are doing well. Gen Z women, because they're so anxious, are going to be less successful than Gen Z men. Gen Z men are messed up. They are a real mess. They're told they can't be men. They were told, you know, having men type of feelings was toxic. Ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. Anyway, speaking more generally on negative impact of social media, Haidt argues that social media is incompatible with liberal democracy because it has moved conversation and the interaction into the center of the Colosseum, where we're not able to talk to each other. We're there to perform. That goes along with what I was saying about seeing everything, right? As university professor, Haidt has observed all of these issues play out in students on campus. He points out that university students are in the safest, most welcoming, most inclusive, most anti-racist place on the planet, but many of them were acting like they were entering some sort of dystopian, threatening, immoral world. Why? Because it didn't fit their narrative. It didn't make them feel good. That's why it wasn't inclusive. Because they felt off in some way. Haidt has long studied issues at the intersection of political ideology, mental health, and social dynamics, arguing that the only solution to these issues is to parent and educate with an emphasis on resilience. I have no degree. I've been saying this for over a decade. Right? In 2018, Haidt, with co-author Greg Lukianoff, released a book, The Coddling of American Mind. The book sets forth the argument that the new problems on campus have their origins in three terrible ideas. What doesn't kill you makes you weaker. Always trust your feelings. And life is a battle between good people and evil people. Now, these three great untruths contradict basic psychology principles about well-being, ancient wisdom from many cultures. Look, don't totally agree with him, but he's hit it 98% of what he's talking about. It's real. Right? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I don't know where he got weaker. Never trust your feelings. You know where you learned that, by the way? You know, something. I'll say this. Most of the time, don't trust your feelings. How's that? Because sometimes you learn about certain situations and certain issues, and then you get into it later on in life and go, oh, wait a minute, I've been there before. I'm feeling like this ain't the right place to be. Okay, then don't be there. Right? And I'll tell you something else. When you get your pilot's license, when you learn how to fly, the first thing they teach you is forget your feelings. You may feel like you're headed in one direction, right? You might have maybe pitch dark out, and you're trying to figure out where you're at and where to go, and you kind of know where you need to go, and but you're feeling like you're not flying the right way. I mean, I'm screwing up this example, but basically the bottom line was you can't rely on your feelings. In that case, you have to rely on the instrument panel. You have to rely on what you know to be truth. And anyway, with the aim of contributing to the solution to these issues, Haidt also founded the Heterodox Academy. An academy organized that exists to improve the quality of research and education at universities. He wants open inquiry, viewpoint diversity, constructive disagreement. I mean, think about this. Oh, my God. You mean he wants open and honest dialogue? When did that happen? Why would you want that? And then to push that even further, a new article that just came out. 72% of young adults who have had university degrees say that the college did not fully prepare them to start a career. Duh. No kidding. How long have we been saying that? You can't have a career based on your feelings. Right? These businesses are not going to be what mommy and daddy provided for you at home, the little safe spaces and such. Half of these kids polled stated that they were expected to go to college immediately after graduating high school, but they would have avoided it if their dream job was attainable without a degree. Perfect. I think there's a lot of dream jobs that are obtainable without a degree. Report confirmed a trend covered by campus reform that higher education has failed students big time. From not knowing basic history to not being prepared for the workforce, Giordano has found that institutions of higher learning have dramatically failed to prepare students with the basic skills, knowledge that they need for life after college. And it's true. We set them up for education so much. We pound on them so much. You got to get a degree. You got to do this. You got to go to college. You got to get this. Then they walk away. They've got $100,000 in debt and no job. Are you serious? Don't do this to these people. I never forced my kids to go to college. And I wouldn't. If you get a degree, I mean, you want a doctor's degree, you want a whatever, psychology degree, I guess you got to go to college for that. You want to work with your hands? You want to be a carpenter, electrician, plumber, whatever? Yeah, skip college. You don't need it. You want to be a small business owner? I'd even say you don't need that. You don't need college for that either. Go seek out people that are in it, that are already doing it, that already have small businesses. Find out from them how they do it. How do they do their accounting? How do they do their billing? You'd be surprised how many people are willing to help you out, especially you young folks. Joe Matita, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the way to win. As I always say, I got so much. I'm not even gonna be able to catch up to all of this. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed. That would be nice too. You know, I think let's lighten it up a little bit. Finish this, and then let's hear from the libs of TikTok. That's always makes for a little bit of a laugh, right? But, you know, the workforce, students, they're just totally unequipped. They're so into the social justice garbage that they can't work. So this report confirms, you know, what we've been talking about forever. These kids don't know basic history. They're not prepared for the workforce. I mean, these institutes of higher learning that they're walking on with $80,000 to $100,000 worth of debt have taught them nothing. Now, some companies have even dropped the four-year degree requirement. Others are stepping up to the plate, aiding university in preparing the students for the workforce. I don't know how they're doing that. Because these schools aren't letting go of all of this diversity, equity, inclusion garbage. Earlier this month, for example, University of Texas, they partnered with Google to begin training and offering students Google certificates in data analytics, e-commerce, digital marketing, the perfect thing to do. I wish other companies would do the same thing, but Google went to them and said, look, this is what we need. These are the skill sets we need. This is the areas we need them in. Hello, hello. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee is now also providing students with apprenticeships in HR departments because they need people in that area. Florida International University, they partnered with Midas, a data science and analytical training provider, are offering training and technical skills. The reason for this trend is clear. According to the experts, universities have placed a significant emphasis on DEI education rather than career readiness. University of Richmond, for example, recently received a $625,000 grant to explore barriers to student inclusivity. And at a mathematics conference in Nashville, Tennessee, professors strongly pushed for an emphasis on DEI. Mathematics conference pushed for DEI. It's just amazing to me. One slide read that many mathematics standards create toxic spaces for historically marginalized students. Young adults crave workforce experience. 6 in 10 adults believe it's the most crucial element to prepare for a successful career. Not college. God, you know, this is so crazy that these kids aren't ready for this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I so much appreciate the time you've spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. All right. You know, this is, we still have. I thought this was amazing when I was reading this earlier. We still have over 5,000 votes that have not been counted, provisional ballots, in Maricopa County. Where over 50% of the polling places had trouble. Why? Right? Why don't they get counted? Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Timothy Thomason, he announced that Mays won on last Thursday. The issue needs to be investigated. Other counties need to do a full recount. It's simple. The judge needs to allow for those ballots to be inspected. But he's not going to do it. Yeah, it gets to the point where you don't have to just throw your hands in the air. It's like every one of these elections, you need to be that pain in the butt. You need to be up in their faces. You need to make sure that they see you there. Now, I know some of them look at you and just kind of laugh. Because, you know, they know they're going to get away with it, or they believe they're going to get away with it. But we have to not be afraid, to go to jail, to get arrested. Got to do something to make a difference. All right. I always have fun with these. I should say, I try to have fun with these. They make my blood boil. So, you know, the loving, caring, the group that says that they're more tolerant than any other, apparently don't use the same dictionary that the rest of us use. Because this person says not wanting to date a trans person is truly bigotry. Let's take a listen.
Not dating trans people is not a preference. Not dating blondes is a preference. Not dating people who are, shorter than 5'6 is a preference. Not dating people with brown eyes is a preference. Being trans is not a specific characteristic. Thus, you can't label it as a preference. That's just called bigotry. No one's forcing you to date trans people, but don't cover up your discriminatory bias in the name of preference. because the logic doesn't add up. Like I've said in many a video, the logic of transphobia never adds up.
Yeah, that's because you call it transphobia. Not afraid of trans people. At least show that you're somewhat educated. Okay? You talk about this one has blonde hair. You know, people change their hair colors. People change their sizes. Because you decide to add or lop off a piece of equipment you were born with, yeah, I can say, no, I prefer not to date that. I prefer to date people who have what they had when they were born. Right, but this is again, this is them forcing you, trying to make you feel bad, trying to make you believe that you're a bigot for not doing what they think you should do. Now, let's go this one even better. A University of Connecticut professor, Trace Peterson, decided to reveal everything you need to know about queer theory. They wrote a poem called Everyone's a Little Trans. Oh, it's, you know what? It is hilariously, so take a listen. You'll enjoy. Take the liquid out of your mouth.
Everyone is a little trans. Everyone is a little bisexual. Everyone is a little genderqueer. Everyone is a little not there. Everyone is a little NB. Everyone is a little gender fluid. Everyone is a little 12-inch pianist. Everyone is a little cis. Everyone is a little circular rubbing motion. Everyone thinks they're Billy Ocean. Everyone is a forgotten hit record. Everyone is a little good at sex. Everyone is a little bad at gender. Everyone is a little changeable. Everyone is a little rigidly stuck in their thing. Everyone is a post office worker. Everyone is an abandoned carousel with empty horses going around and around and around. Everyone is a little trans. Everyone is a little...
I can't do it twice. No, sorry. Not going to do it. But think about that, right? Everybody's a little trans. What does that mean? Everybody's a little genderqueer. What does that mean? Can it be more specific and confusing us even more? Right? It is old? Yeah, it's really old. The way these people want to tell you what's real, what's true? Now, like I always say, don't let them do it. Don't let them get away with it. They have no right to. And last but not least, for the TikTok crowd, this fellow says that white people not wanting to be around black people is racist, but if you're black and you don't want to be around white people, well, maybe not so much. Take a listen.
For people who like to pass yourselves off as superior in every way, you sure do get incredibly offended and booty hurt when black people say that they don't want to be around you. Black people...
I don't get offended when anybody says they don't want to be around me. I don't care.
Not wanting to be around white folks has historical precedence. And the only thing it does is hurt your fragile ego. White people, on the other hand, not wanting to be around black people is racist. Because the only reason that white people don't want to be around black people is because of stereotypes that they invented to make black people seem more dangerous or hypersexualized, or simply because they don't like the color of our skin. You remember that scene in Pocahontas?
These white men are dangerous.
I want you to listen. I left the stuff in there because I want you to listen to this. All right? And these, again, these are your Disney movies that you guys brought your kids to. And you probably didn't pay attention, and I've run out of time. You'll just have to listen tomorrow. Joe Mancini, your host. God bless, guys. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.